copy of God's Word this morning. We'll be in the book of Daniel this morning, Daniel chapter number 3 this morning. I'll bring a little text to you this morning, a little something that maybe you can chew on this week and you can see what God can do in your life. The title of my sermon this morning is this, God is Able. God is able. Folks, I want you to know that God is able in this place. He is able to overcome the spirit of depression this morning. God is able to overcome the spirit of suicide this morning. Folks, I want you to know the world we live in is not a candy made up world. It's not a sugar coating world. Folks, I want you to know it is real. And folks, I want you to know you're going to make it through this life and not in eternity in a devil's hell. It'll be because you realize that God was able. He was able to move in your life. He was able to move through your life because you opened your heart to Jesus Christ. My prayer is this morning that I be not seen, but Jesus Christ be high and elevated this morning. I'd ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word, and we'll be in Daniel chapter number 3, and we're going to begin reading in verse number 13. Unlike what I would usually do, we're going to read to verse number 27. But God showed me something this week. You've heard Daniel. You've heard about the three Hebrew children. You heard all the way through. But this morning I want to show you something that God has showed me. Daniel chapter number 3 and verse number 13. And the Bible says, then Nebuchadnezzar in his rage and fury commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that they brought these men before the king. And Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if you be ready, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, and the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, see, he gave them a chance. He said, you brought this accusation, they brought it against you. But he said, look, I want to give you this. He said, it'll be well when you hear these if you do what I say. It'd be well if you'd do what the Word would say. Folks, I want you to know this morning, if you'll do what the world would say, your life would be a lot better off in a lot of places. If you'd do what the world would want you to do, you wouldn't have to go through some of the things you go through. But folks, I want you to know to please the world and not to please the Father would be a great and a terrible mistake that an individual would make this morning. He says it would be well, but if you worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, and here's our text, our God whom we serve is able. Our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if it not be known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then when Nebuchadnezzar, full of fury in the form of his visage, was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, therefore he spake and commanded them that they should heat the furnace 1 7 times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that they were in the army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen and their hats and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and if you're wondering why he keeps using them names, friends, I want you to know when you become a child of God, you're no longer just an individual. You get called by name. Can I get an amen? And they fell down, bound into the midst of the fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? And they answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire. Lo, I see four men loose walking in the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. And the princes, the governors, and the captains, and the king's counselors being gathered together, saw these men upon their bodies. The fire had no power, nor was a hair on their head singed. Whew. Neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father God, as we bow in Your presence this morning, Father God, we come in this morning knowing that You're able and able to do whatever You say, Father. Father God, we come in this morning, Father God, and we ask You to move in a mighty way. Father God, we come in this morning not in the power of no other name, but in the power of Jesus' name. Father God, I pray this morning that You would just anoint this place in a mighty way. Father God, we've sung a song that You're a good, good Father. Father God, You've been better than good to us today, Father. Father God, You've allowed us to come to Your house to worship Your holy name, Father God. Father God, as I stand behind this sacred desk, I pray that somebody gets something out of this morning. Father God, I pray they realize that God has been able for them this morning to come to this place and worship a King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Father, we do love You and we do thank You. Father God, I pray You'd hide me behind the cross this morning. Father God, I pray I be not seen, but You be high and lifted up. Father God, Your word says as we freely receive, we must freely give. Father God, Your word said that if we say that we have not sinned, we are a liar and the truth is not in us. Father God, Your word says that, Father God, we must not take You lightly, but Father God, we must come to You with an open heart. Father God, Your word says this morning, be not deceived, God is not mocked, that what we sow we shall also reap. Father God, Your word says this morning that we must study the word of God. Father God, Your word says this morning, Father God, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Father God, Your word says this morning that, Father God, You loved us, Father. Father God, we thank You this morning that You loved us. We thank You that You saved us. We thank You that You've called us out, Father. Father God, if there's one here this morning, that Father God, the old world's raging against them, I would ask You this morning to deliver them from the devil's hell. Father God, I pray this morning that You be high and lifted up. Father God, I pray this morning You have Your will. I pray this morning You have Your way. Father God, anoint this place. Fill this place with Your smoke. Father God, I pray You rattle the walls as Isaiah said. Father God, I pray not only the walls, but Father God, I pray You'd rattle somebody's heart this morning. Father God, when You're rattling hearts, don't forget about mine. Father, I love You and I do thank You. And I ask it all in Jesus Christ's most holy precious name. And all of God's people said. This morning as we come and we read the text, I want to say to you this morning that God is able. Amen. God is able this morning to do a sitting above what you think this morning. As we come into God's house this morning and I've read this text, I want you to know I have studied this text. I have read this text. I have meditated on this text. I have fasted on this text this week. I've asked God to move in a mighty way. And He has showed me three things this morning that God will do to show you He's able this morning. If you look here in the Word of God at these three Hebrew men, they knew that God was able. They knew that God was able to do what they could not do. They knew that God was able. Friends, I want you to know this morning that God is able. Amen. I want to start over here. And I know we got a big old room in here this morning, but I just want you to realize how God is able this morning. This side of the room, you're going to say the word God this morning. Can I get an amen? This side of the room in the middle, I want you to say is this morning. And this side of the room to my right, when they get done saying God is, you guess what your word is. Exactly. On the count of three, we're going to say it. One, two, three.
God is able.
Woo, glory. Everybody believes it this morning. Boy, God's able. God's able this morning. I want to slow down, back up, and let you see what God has shown me. Friends, this morning I stand to tell you that God is able this morning. It'll bring joy to a believer's life when you realize that God is able, that God is willing, He is more powerful than Satan this morning. Friends, I want you to know this morning, you don't have to fear Satan. Don't you fear Satan for one skinny minute. I want you to know this morning that Satan is not the opposite of God. He is not nothing like God. He is not the opposite of God. He has never been a God. He won't never be a God. He was an angel that was cast out of heaven. He never was a God. He never will be a God. So this morning you don't have to fear Him. I want you to know this morning that we must reverence and honor the name of Jesus this morning. But He says this morning, I want you to see how do we know God is able? Number one, in verse 17, we know that God is able because He rewards His followers this morning. He rewards His followers this morning. Friends, I want you to know that when they got here, They knew that they were supposed to bow down and worship the king. They were supposed to bow down and worship something that was not of God. And friends, I want you to know, because they did not bow down and do what the world would have them to do, God will reward his followers. That same God, he will reward you this morning when you don't stand for what the world stands for, but when you stand with what God stands for. He says in the word this morning in verse 17, here's how he rewarded his followers. He rewarded them with confidence this morning. Look in verse 17. If be so, our God whom we serve is able. He said, hey, look here, O Nebuchadnezzar. If you're going to throw us in the fiery furnace, I want you to know that I have confidence that God will deliver. I have confidence that God will deliver. I have confidence that God is able. Look in verse 17. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. He said, I know God is able, and he will deliver us out of thy hand also. He said that he had confidence that morning in thy hand. When they came to that place, he rewards his followers with confidence this morning. I want you to know, as your pastor this morning, and you're living this Christian life, you remember when the world's wanting to throw you into a fiery furnace, and the world's wanting to talk about you, and the world's wanting to rail on you, and the world's wanting to hate you. You remember this morning, you can have confidence in God this morning, knowing that he is able this morning. He said they had confidence, but also they had readiness. He rewarded them not only with confidence, but he rewarded them with readiness. Friends, I want you to know, when you get confident about what God can do in your life, you'll get ready to go. Can I get an amen? I want you to know this morning, Brother Hagin and them was walking across the parking lot. I rolled the window down. I let out a hallelujah shout, and I said, thank God it's Sunday. Amen. Friends, I want you to... Whoa, wait a minute. Oh, you didn't get up that way. Oh, you didn't hear me this morning. Oh, you didn't hear me. I didn't dread coming here this morning. I didn't dread coming to this place this morning. I was excited when they say, today's the day, today's the Lord's day. And I thought about that. I thought about how I had confidence this morning that I knowed I could come to the house of God and he would meet me here this morning. I had confidence this morning. I had confidence in this place when I come here that God would be here. But friends, I want you to know that confidence wasn't enough. I had to be ready to go. I had to be ready to come to that place. And look here in verse 17. He said, that they was ready. He said, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if it not be it known unto thee, in verse 18, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. I'll give you something. But if it not be it known unto thee, that we will not, serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. You know what God, he'll reward this morning? He'll reward his followers with confidence. He'll reward his followers with readiness. But he will reward his followers when there is togetherness. He will not and he cannot reward when we're not in unity. When we're not in here with one mind, one focus, and one accord, and his name's Jesus, he will not reward it. I want you to look in verse number 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful. Verse 17, if it be so, our God, whom we serve, us from the burning fire furnace, and he will deliver us. In verse 18, but if not, we will not serve thy God. Friends, I want you to know, them three men was on the same page. They was not one man saying one thing and another man saying another. They was all on the same page. They was all on the same focus, and God will reward his followers this morning. Let me give you this. Luke 1:37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. With what God will do, nothing shall be impossible. This morning, I want you to know, you may come in and you may not have had confidence this morning in what you got in Christ Jesus. You got God give confidence to you and he will reward you. Friends, this morning, you may not come in this morning ready to worship. But I want you to know, when worship don't fit right, put it on anyway. You don't have to, whoa, glory. Do not wait. Listen, we're just going to stop right there because y'all look like a cow looking at a new gate. Y'all are blown away by something this morning, and I know it's got to be the jacket I'm wearing. Let me give you this. I got up this morning, I put this jacket on. I didn't put it on. I just threw it in the back of the car. got to church. I'm a 50. I wear 50. This is a 46. I jerked it out of the back of the car. I put it on. I went to do this. Didn't fit. Listen, just because it didn't fit didn't mean I didn't wear it. Folks, this morning there's a lot of you waiting on God to fit. Before you'll wear Him, you're waiting on Him to fit. Before you raise your hand and worship Him, you're waiting on Him to fit you. Folks, I want you to know, you don't have to wait on a song for your hand to do this. You don't have to wait on a song for you to dance up and down these aisles. I want you to know this morning that God is able and God is willing. He loves you this morning. And if you got to wait on some little ditty to come on for you to raise your hand, you don't realize that God is able this morning. He's done too much for me to be quiet. Oh, He's done way too much. I want you to know this morning, He rewarded me with confidence. He rewarded me with readiness. And He rewarded me this morning with togetherness in my mind with you this morning. I want to ask you a question. If it don't fit, why not just put it on? You come this morning, something's not fitting the way it usually does. So what do I do about it, preacher? Just put it on and wear it. Boy, to get the fitting right for long, amen? You know what? Something else in Christian life, a lot of things don't fit. Praying out loud don't fit everybody. But if you'll put it on, it may not button, but just put it on. It'll start working. Getting a call at 1 o'clock in the morning may not fit everybody, but Brother Riley, it'll work for some. Folks, I want you to know this morning, we got to be ready so God can reward us with the confidence that He has given us. He has not given you the spirit of fear, but He's given you a spirit of confidence, sound mind, and power that you can keep going and you can keep doing what God has called you to do. He said that He rewarded them. He said, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. He rewarded them men. And He said, I want you to know I have rewarded you. I've given you confidence. I've given you this bravery, and now you've taken care of. And you said, preacher, I hope the story ends there. Just because He rewards you, you remember, don't mean you don't still have to go through the fire. Just because He don't reward you doesn't mean when He rewards you and gives you these things, you still got to go through the fire. Why would He give you confidence? Why would He give you readiness? Why would He take a church and put us together all in one mind, one body, and one accord? Why would He do that if He didn't expect us to go through the fire sometime? Boy, I hate to know I had a salvation I couldn't drag through the fire sometime. I'd hate to know I had a salvation that I couldn't drag over a cuss word every now and then. Oh, I'd hate to know I had a salvation when I blowed up, I lost it. Folks, listen to me this morning. I want you to get this, and I want you to hang on to this. God has readied you for a purpose in your life, and Satan is wanting to snatch that from you. He's wanting to take that from you, and one thing he uses is depression this morning. I want you to know he's wanting to depress you. He's wanting to discourage you. He's wanting to defeat you, but this morning, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ, our Lord, this morning. Ask yourself, are you ready this morning for what God has for you? He said they had to be ready. They was going to go through the fire. Folks, I want you to know this morning, are you ready to go through the fire this week? Are you ready? A lot of people think when they get saved, they ain't got no fire to go through. Folks, I've been through more fire since I've been saved than I was when I was lost. Because you know why? When I was lost, I didn't recognize the fire. Now I've been saved, I recognize when God allows me to go through the fire. But I want to show you something this morning. No, He not only rewards His followers, but He rescues His followers. If you're going through the fire this morning, He's rewarded you and allowed you to go through it. If Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would have not have done what God had gave them the opportunity to do, you'd never heard their name mentioned so many times in the Bible. It would not have been mentioned. It would have been mentioned as a failure, it would have went on to somebody else. Folks, I want you to know this morning, if you're not willing to let God do what He's wanting to do in your life, you'll be labeled as a failure and He'll move on to somebody else. Folks, He's knocking on hearts' doors this morning. I want you to know when He's called you, He called you to follow Him. He called you to follow Him, and when you follow Jesus Christ this morning, you don't only get to follow in the fame and the fortune, but you have to go through the fire.
The only way to be purified, the only way to come out on the other side, the way God would have you to, is that you go through that fire and you have been tried, you have been put to the test, you have been put to what God would have you to go through. Friends, I want you to know this morning, God tempts nobody with sin, but this morning I want you to know He allows us to go through tests in our life this morning. Not only He rewards His followers, but in verse number 19, He rescues His followers. Look in verse number 19. I want you to know what He rescued His followers from. In verse number 19, then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 7 times more than it was wont to be heated. This morning I want you to know He rescues His followers from the enemy's fury this morning. Look at 19. Then he had full of fury. He was full of anger. He was full of wrath. He was full of violence. I want you to know this morning, Nebuchadnezzar was full of these things. He wanted them killed because they wouldn't bow down to him. Folks, I want you to know them people that are against you in the life that we live, when you become a Christian, they're against you because they are anger. They have wrath, and they want you to do what they say. He says the reason he rescued his followers was from the enemy's fury, but also, let me give you this, he rescues them not only from the enemy's fury, but from the enemy's face. He rescued them from the enemy's face. Friends, I want you to know this morning, there's a lot of times people don't have to speak a word. They can just look at you, and it'll cut you to the bone. If you're not scared of their face, something's wrong. Folks, I want you to know this morning, when you know people's fury, but you ever seen somebody look at you in a way you know they would, if they could have their way with you, they wouldn't. Nebuchadnezzar had his way with these men. I want to show you this morning. Look in verse number 19. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage, that would be his countenance, his complexion. He done changed. Boy, he done got mad because they wouldn't do what he said to do. His complexion changed. Everything about him changed. But not only did it from the enemy's fury, not only from the enemy's face, but from the enemy's fiery furnace, he delivered these men. Look here, he said. He said, I want you to set it 7 times hotter. When I read that 7 times hotter, I thought only one thing. He wanted the perfect fire. 7 is God's number. It's the number of completion. It's the number of perfection. It's the number of what God is this morning. Friends, I want you to know when they amped it up 7 times hotter, it was only to prove that God was even bigger. When they, whoo, glory. Boy, I don't know about you, but when it starts getting heated around my house, God shows up even bigger. Can I get an amen? When He shows up, boy, He really shows up. I don't just have to get Him a little bit. I have to have the whole dose. I got to have every bit of Him. Why is that, preacher? Because I want you to know Satan's got to remember that he is the defeated foe this morning, and God is the victor this morning. But He says this, not only did He reward His followers, not only did He rescue His followers, but He remained with His followers. Whatever you're going through, Jesus Christ will remain. He never leaves you. I'm going to ask you a question this morning. Are you born again this morning? If you've been washed in the blood of Jesus, I want you to think about this. He's not going to leave you. He's right there with you no matter how tough the trial gets, no matter how much Satan throws temptation at your doors, no matter what goes on in your life, He is not going to leave you. He is going to stand right beside you. Folks, I want you to know the greatest picture in the Old Testament, I believe one of the greatest pictures, is Jesus Christ in the fiery furnace. Let me show you this in the text this morning, verse number 23. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto the counselors, did not we cast 3 men into the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see 4 men loose, walking in the midst of the fire. They have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Folks, this morning I want to give you this. He will remain with His followers when they are bound up. They bound them 3 boys up and threw them in the fire, and God was with them. I want to give you this. He is able. When you're bound up, He is able. If you're bound up by sin this morning, He is able. He is able to do more than you've ever thought this morning. He is able. When you fall down, He is able. Look here. They bound him up, and verse 23, they fell down. He is able. If you have failed in your Christian life, he is able to raise you up. If you have fell down, you remember he is able this morning. When they are bound up, he is able. When they fall down, he is able. When they are walking around, he is able. He said, did I not bind three men up? Yes. Well, I see them loose. Folks, you listen. When you're bound up and you fall down, God will loosen you. He will loosen you and let you walk around to be a testimony to him. But let me give you this. Where they are held to the flame, he is able. That flame was seven times hotter, and he was able. Here's the punchline if you want it. If you can handle it, here it is. This is what God showed me. If you can handle it, here it is. I saw four men walking around. I saw four men. One of them looked like the Son of God. Nebuchadnezzar, Brother Kevin said, I saw four men. I didn't see three men in a spirit. He didn't say that. You can't see the spirit. If you can handle it, get it. You can't see the spirit. He said, I see four men. I thought we threw three in. He said, oh, we did. He said, but I see four. And one of them's like the Son of God. And he said he went and he called Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And he said, tell them to come and come hither. Folks, this morning, God is at this altar. And he's saying, go get whoever it is out there and tell them to come hither. To come to this place, I've been too good to you. I've been faithful to you. I've been honest with you. I have saved you. So why are you not getting in the revival mode? Why ain't you in the altar crying out for people that are lost, dying, going to hell? Why ain't you out crying out? He said, I see four men. He said, go tell them to come here. Folks, them three men come out. Where'd the fourth man go? See, he didn't have power over God. That's what he showed me this week. That old wicked king did not have power over the Son of Man. He did not have power over the Son of God. That shows me this morning, I don't care how high you get. I don't care what kind of position you get put in. You remember, you never have power over God. He always has power over the situation. It said them three men come out. They came right out. But where did the fourth man stay? Folks, when you come out of that burning fire, folks, when you come out of what's going on in your life and you felt like hell has set down on you and you feel like hell week is in your life and you feel like everything's torn apart and you come out on the other side, the sun's shining, man, you hooping and hollering, having a good time, you remember the Son of God's still in there. He's still taking care of that problem. He didn't leave you. He's still in that fire. He's still in that flame. He's still in there. Friends, I want you to know Jesus don't get a day off. So why should you? He don't get a day off being the Son of God. So why should you and I get a day off being the child of God? If you can handle it, get it, son. It'll change your life like you ain't never been changed. When you realize the fire he just brought you out from, he is still in it, taking care of the mess that I made. Still taking care of that mess that I made. He is still right in the middle of that flame, Brother Jake. He is still right in that middle. Folks, I want you to know I believe so many times we believe this, that Jesus Christ, when we go to him and we say, Lord God, forgive us, and he forgives us, we think so many times that he don't have to deal with that sin. Folks, you listen to me. Every time you commit a sin, the blood of Jesus Christ has to deal with that sin. If we as Christians get a hold on that, we'd hold up on a lot of things we're doing. Say, Brother BJ, I can do this, 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 and still go to heaven. Can you? Brother BJ, I can do whatever I want. Can you? Can you? I'm going to ask you a question. Are you the one that has to stay in the flame? Are you the one that has to stay in the fire? Folks, I want you to know this morning, it's not my opinion, it's what the Bible says. If I wanted to see how I'm supposed to live my Christian life, I'd go to the one that's left in the fire. I'd go to the one that's been in the flame, the one that brought these three men out. And I'd go to him because he is the one that's able this morning. Friends, I want you to know this morning, I want to share this with you before we dismiss this morning, just as simple as we can. He rewards his followers. He rescues his followers. He remains with his followers because of the result of God's faithfulness. It's because God's faithfulness, he does that. If you've been saved this morning, it's not because of your faithfulness. It's because of God's. He's faithful and just. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let me give you this morning in verse 27. And the princes, the prince, the governors, the captains, the king's counselors being gathered all together. When you come out of a fire, there are going to be people come to watch that show. Oh, baby! I don't even know what kind of church I'm in this morning. When you come out of a fire, people are going to watch you. They're going to watch what you got. I'm going to ask you a question. If your house caught on fire this week, if this church caught on fire right now, and all 200 whatever walked out of this building, and this building was on fire, and we walked out, and a calm, collective, just walked out. Fire department standing outside, they going crazy. Get them out! We're like, don't worry about it, God's got this. And we just all walked out. And we got out there, and they didn't smell no smoke. Our hair, some of our hair was not. Oh, glory. Some of our hair was not even singed. Our coat did not even have no spot or blemish on it. Do you think they'd come to church with us next Sunday when we got it built back? Yeah. Folks, people watching you. You've been brought out of the fire. People's watching you. And if you're walking around and you feel like everybody's burnt you, and you feel like you're always getting the short end of the stick, remember Jesus, the one that was in the fire. Jesus was the one that was held to the flame. Jesus was the one that was hung on the cross. Not you. And it sure wasn't me. But I want to show you in verse 27 the most important thing. And he said they gathered together and they saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power. Nor was a hair on their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. The result of his faithfulness is this: the fire had no power due to his power. The hair had not been singed due to his protection. The coat had no spot or no smell due to these three men was clothed in the righteousness of God. This morning, as your pastor, I don't care what the world throws at you. I don't care what Satan throws at you. You listen to me. If you're clothed in the righteousness of God, you will not smell that smoke, and you will not have a spot when you stand before God Almighty. This morning, my question to you is this: God is able to reward you, to rescue you. He is able to remain with you this morning, because he is faithful. Is it a privilege this morning for you to be a Christian? Ask yourself that current question. And how long has it been you've seen and realized that God is able? God's able. If you don't get nothing this morning, God is able. If you don't get nothing else, God is able. I don't know what the doctor report's been in your life. I don't know. I don't know what your marriage is like. I don't know how your kids are. I don't know. I don't know what your finances is. I don't know. But you listen to me this morning. I know God's able. I know God's able. I know that if he can reach down and save me, he can save anybody. More than that, I know if God can allow three Hebrew children to go into a fiery furnace that was heated seven times hotter, and them come out, and the fire had no power over them, their hair hadn't been singed, nothing had went wrong. Folks, I want you to know this week, I want to share with you, this message is for somebody. My wife called me Monday. She's having a bad day. May have been Tuesday. She's having a bad day. Tell you how God is able to line a message up. God is able. She's having a bad day. She called me. Boy, she was snotting and carrying on. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And I knew I was going to be snotting and carrying on when she got home, because everybody, we all just snotting and carrying on together. And I hung up the phone. I was getting prepared. Boy, I was sitting there, and I knew God was able, and I was reading it. God is able. She called me back. Boy, she was really in a bad shape. She said, I've just had a blowout. I said, you're kidding me. She said, no, I just had a blowout. I said, well, where are you at? And she told me and hung up the phone. Kaylee's cooking something. She said, what's going on? I said, Mama had a blowout. Why'd she have a blowout? I said, don't ask that question. When she comes in, where you at? When she comes in, we're just going to be easy. I said, okay. I didn't have a jack. I had to stop in town, get a jack. Went out there and jacked that truck up. Got my tire off, put a little spare on. Man, you got to get instructions to put a spare on. Folks, this morning, you're needing a spare, and his name's Jesus. And it takes instructions to put him on. You got to know how to be saved. You got to know how to walk the Christian walk. I told this morning Sunday school, being saved ain't some miracle pill. You just pop your mouth and everything changes. It ain't. I know people that's been born again, devil's on them with suicide. They want to kill themselves because they think it's the way out. They think they'll spend eternity in heaven. They think they'll have it made. They think that everything will go their way. Folks, you listen to me. Don't you listen to Satan one skinny minute. As I got that tire and I got it done, I went and got another one. Said he heated the fire 7 times hotter. I went and I got the tire put on. And they said, what you want me to do with the old tire? I said, man, you can throw it away. I don't need it. Well, since it's got a hole in it, it won't hold air. We have to charge you. If it held air, we'd kept it. But since it won't hold air, we got to charge you. I said, how much you charge to do something with that tire? He said, oh, man, probably $7. Right then, I could overlook that, or I could have took it as a sign from God. So you're going to have to, how much to take care of that tire? He says, $7. 7 times hotter. I said, man, I got that tire and took it home, and I meant to burn it Wednesday, and I didn't. I meant to burn it Thursday, and I didn't. So Friday, I got out there, had me old burn pile, and I took that tire, and hadn't burned a tire in years. I threw that tire up on that burn pile, and I lit it. And I want you to know that fire got so hot, I realized what 7 times hotter is. I've seen a lot of fire, a little bit of wood, a little bit of hay. It'll burn up and go down. When I threw that tire on top of that burn pile, folks, I want you to know there was black smoke. There was popping going on the inside of that tire. There was a lot of things going on. And as I sat there and I looked at that tire, I thought, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for red letters. Thank you, God, that there won't be a day that I had to spend eternity in a devil's hell. Thank you, God, even though I may have to go through a little fire here, you can protect me here. Folks, you listen to me. When you get to hell, God can't protect you of a burning fire there. When you get to the devil's hell, his protection's over with. It's gone. It's been snatched away. So, preacher, what must I do to be saved? Folks, I want you to know there's preachers on this front pew right here, right there this morning. Folks, I want you to know I believe as a church this morning, we have people come to the altar. I'm going to share my heart with you. I believe we come to the altar, we kneel down, we pray, and we get up and go back out and do the same thing because we don't have instructions on what to do when we're at the altar. I don't know whenever what happened to the time when they come get the preacher's hand. Preacher would open an old-timey Bible. They get an old-timey altar. He'd share the word with them. Things had changed. Folks, I want you to know there's preachers here this morning that are taking an old-timey Bible. Old leather lung preachers. Take an old-timey Bible, get an old-timey altar, and show you the way to Jesus Christ. Folks, I want you to know Satan will let you walk this altar all you want to. He'll let you go through whatever you're going through. But I want you to know this morning he'll never reward you. Satan never can reward you. He's got nothing to reward with. Satan never can rescue you. He's got nothing to rescue you with. And Satan can never remain with you because he's not faithful. He'll get you where he wants you, and he'll leave you. This morning, my question to you is this. Do you know that God is able? If you are this morning, I thank him for it this morning. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly